The number of people who are out of work in Washington is falling. It's a sign the economy is recovering, albeit slowly. But it's only been in the last 2 months that the government sector has started hiring again. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins profiles one person who lost her state job but found another one.
Carrie Ann Yetzer's low point came last year when she lost her job as a researcher for Washington's Sentencing Guidelines Commission.
I cried. I cried a lot. Part of it was because I was scared. Part of it was, do my skills and abilities, is there any market for them?
Of course, Yetzer worried about paying her mortgage, but she says the blow was more than just financial.
I know that it wasn't personal, but it's hard not to take it personally and feel perhaps a little sense of failure.
Washington has shed roughly 17,000 public sector jobs, half of them state positions. Dave Wallace is acting chief economist with Washington's Employment Security Department. He says most of these job losses actually came after the Great Recession officially ended.
You know, there's a different cycle to it. It's almost a delayed effect.
It's only been in the past year that government has shrunk more than any other sector in Washington. As for Carrie Ann Yetzer, she went on unemployment.
I was very stressed out.
Yetzer has a master's degree, but it got to the point where she was ready to take a service job to wait out the bad economy. And then fate intervened. She landed a research job with a different state agency.
I feel fantastic. I feel productive again. I feel that I have a purpose in the world.
Yetzer knows some taxpayers may not like to hear Washington hired back a non-frontline employee like her. But she feels her research into criminal justice issues helps policymakers make data-driven decisions that ultimately save taxpayers money. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.